All right, what's up, y'all? This is the Stimulated Podcast, and I got my first guest, Brandy Yvonne. What's cracking?
What's up? I'm so happy to be here. I'm so honored to be the first guest. Excited that, you know, you asked me, and
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course.
So tell me and tell the people about yourself. Where are you from?
So I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. What part, if you don't mind me asking?
Grew up in Plano.
Plano, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And so, growing up, what were you into?
So, I was a dancer my whole life. Okay. I danced, I cheered, I was always active. I tried basketball, didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Track did that as well. So, I pretty much, like, literally remained active my whole life, but okay. Mainly a dancer.
Okay.
Throughout my whole life, probably 18 years.
So, what led you into fitness?
After I stopped dancing with my dance company, I started my fitness company, mm-hmm. Which started in the gym. Mm-hmm. I would be consistently in the gym all the time after I stopped dancing because I'm like, what can I do to keep myself active?
Right.
Obviously, let's go to the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
So as I was in the gym a lot, going into the gym consistently turned into going and turning into a gym psycho after a bad breakup that I went through.
Okay.
So I kind of would just cast out anything I was going through and take it to the gym.
How old were you when this breakup happened?
I was 20.
20. Okay. So you still had like a fragile mind, still finding yourself in the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
So, you hit the gym every day and then what happened? First off, did you weigh a lot? Cause I know some women.
Oh no, I was so crazy. Did I weigh a lot?
Yeah.
No, I was so skinny.
It's so, out of all things you could have did, what made you hit the gym?
I don't even know. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to keep, like, I'm not in a dance company anymore. Yeah. So, with the skinny girls, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a body dysmorphia type thing, but we're like, I want to go to the gym. I need to get skinnier. I want to be more fit. But I was like that skinny fat.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really super toned. Yeah. I wasn't like, I was still, you know, small.
Yeah, yeah.
To the average, you know, to the average person. But mm-hmm. to me, I'm like, no, I'm skinny fat.
Yeah.
Something I give.
Yeah.
So, started going to the gym a lot. Like I said, that became kind of just like my safe zone.
Gotcha.
I would be going there if I ever, you know, if I was sad or if I was crying or whatever.
Therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Like my therapy. Mm-hmm. So, as I was going there a lot, I would just kind of notice people coming up to me asking me, like, oh, am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I like this workout that you're doing. Or, show me that. And I'm like, I'm not a trainer. Like, there's a lot of people around here.
So, what laid the foundation? Because I know when I first got into fitness, I was around that same age, 20.
Yeah.
For me, it was The Rock. Like, I saw The Rock when it was Pain and Gain.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that motherfucker right there, I want to be just like him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, I studied him, studied his workouts. Like, right. For you, for people to come up to you, you had to be studying something. What were you studying? Or was that already within?
I feel like it was within. Like, I would be...
A natural gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that that's kind of what's had my company do so well. Which, you know, is further down the line. But, no, a lot of the stuff I was doing, like, I wouldn't see anywhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like... I didn't even start watching workout videos until I got, like, heavier into my career. Like, you know, just studying more. And then, of course, you know, with my certification and all that. But mm-hmm. before that, no. Literally was, like, making shit up.
Yeah.
By myself. Or... Like, oh, this is challenging. Let me, you know, let me add this. And that's probably from my dance background, too.
Okay.
Like, the choreography side and all that, so.
So, was it, like, a main goal in mind, or were you just, like, working out?
No, I was just working out super heavy. And then I remember, like, once, and maybe I didn't see my own progress, but I remember I went to Vegas one time, one of my homeboys was like, B, like, what, you look like a horse. Like, what are you eating?
Yeah.
Like, what are your legs? So I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
It's paying off.
Yeah, it's paying off. Mind you, like I said, it was just, you know, people coming and asking me. So I'm like, okay, I clearly display some type of leadership or mm-hmm. they want to follow me or they like what I'm doing. So
right.
Let me see. I'm always the type of person, like, what can I do that I love that's going to help me or that's going to make money?
Gotcha.
So that's where the whole, like,
certification.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certification.
Started my company.
So did, before you started the company
mm-hmm.
with training, like, how deep did you go into that before you say, hey, like, I think I'm ready to start my own thing?
I started working out with one of my really close homeboys who actually inspired me to want to do it. He's like, you're mm-hmm. a beast. Like, people will listen to you. You know,
yeah.
you have the image. You know, you
a
need
leader.
To, yeah, you need to kind of market off of this mm-hmm. and see where it goes. So I started, like, really training heavy with him, and then he mm-hmm. helped me just kind of get into, you know, the certification side. And mm-hmm. then I went into starting the company. Like I said, I started with two people.
Okay.
And
growth.
Yeah. Now I have like 102 people. So it's, yeah.
Maybe 103 soon, right. You know.
Come see me.
Yeah. So, summertime fitness.
Summertime fine fitness.
Summertime fine fitness. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with that? And what is the mission of the company?
So, I struggled with the name for a very long time. Mm-hmm. When I did decide that I wanted to start my company, everybody was bodied by somebody here. This, and that. So, I'm like, no.
Same old.
So I'm laying in bed one night and I'm listening to Pandora, and J. Cole's song comes on in the morning, and he's like, "Hey girl, you summertime fine." And I was like,
"Can I hit it in the morning?"
So I'm like, "That's it." Shout out to J. Cole, love you.
It's fired up. Entrepreneur now.
Exactly. Yeah. So after that, I was like, you know what? Let me take that. And you want to be summertime fine all year round. You should be summertime fine all year round. You shouldn't just wait for a season to make it start happening. You need to be summertime fine
all year December. Round.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of my mission statement. It's just don't let it be a hobby. It needs to become a lifestyle year round. So.
So before you started Summertime Fine Fitness, were you always an entrepreneur? Were you always selling something?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the first thing you were selling?
Oh my gosh. I started selling like this cheap jewelry that I got from like this.
How old were you?
19.
Okay.
Yeah. I started selling this jewelry that I found at this like cheap wholesale mart, like off Harry Hines somewhere, and people were buying it. So yeah. I was like, okay, well then, you know, clearly I have the seller's mindset.
Yeah.
And I have the ambition. I have that hustle. Like, I'm just always been the type to have my, you know, I always think it's important to have various streams of income.
Yeah.
So even if you're working or I'm doing this, I'm always going to have something else going on.
So what was the next thing after the jewelry?
I tried to start a clothing. Well, I didn't try. I started a clothing boutique. Yeah. Started selling clothes.
Okay.
Did the whole, you know, LA thing, wholesale trip and bringing stuff back.
Okay.
So did that.
Yeah. So hold on. You would go to LA, pick up clothes, sell it back here in Dallas? Mm-hmm. Word. Okay.
Yeah, because they have a lot of the wholesale stores out there.
Okay.
So I was doing that.
Yeah.
What else did I do? My gosh.
And so at 20, like, I feel like at 20/19, all this stuff came into play.
Yeah.
Like, it was
around the same time. Yeah. Yeah. And then during that time, my job's still working out, but I just hadn't found that niche. Like,
yeah. You just hustling and going, like, literally trying to find your purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So with Summertime Fine Fitness, how did you grow that business? Because I see you on Instagram and I'm going, hold on, man. She got like 5 clients. And it seemed like you have an audience. Like you went into it with audience, with a certain program.
Yes.
So what is that? Like, tell me.
So I target a certain... I feel like I target a certain group of girls.
Yeah.
A certain group of women. And I feel like, honestly, it's that Instagram hype, want to be in the gym, want to be training like dudes, but we're really... girls.
Yeah.
I have that girl.
She got fine clients, y'all. Yes, I'm letting y'all know.
No, but it's honestly that Instagram girl. Yeah. The one who's like seeing other people working out and they're like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So I really target Instagram a lot.
Okay.
I'm always promoting on Instagram. Uh-huh. My story is hella long. People get annoyed with that, but I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you can unfollow.
Yeah, nah.
But that's my... People literally, when I'm posting all day my workouts, and they are challenging, good workouts, I literally probably get like at least 3 people a day.
Yeah.
At least asking. Mind you, every person might not be signing up right away, but I'm reaching that audience, that Instagram audience.
Yeah.
When I look at my insights and I'm like, okay, so what I'm doing is clearly working. So
right.
Instagram has been an amazing outlet and an amazing marketing strategy for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's what works for me.
So before, have you always, like, was that always the game plan as far as social media? Being the I would say the lead generator.
Yeah.
Because some people, it's like word of mouth. Hey, I'm going to walk up and sell this person whenever
they
walk in.
I'm not that girl, though.
Okay.
I talk, mind you, I do talk to people. I shop for workout clothes all the time. If I'm in Lululemon or if I'm in Nike or if I'm anywhere.
Yeah.
And I see girls that like, I'm like, boom, she might want to, I'm giving her my card.
Yeah.
Hey, do you spin? Come spin with me. Like, I am talking, but I'm not that girl who's just going to randomly
oversell.
Walk up.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I think that when you see what I do, I think kind of my program kind of sells itself.
Yeah.
And I think people want to be a part of it. I call my clients soldiers, and everybody's like, I want to be a soldier.
Yeah.
You know, if they do approach me, they're like...
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you grow your following? How many followers do you have now?
I have close to 40,000.
Okay. Damn.
Which has been great. Which also I feel like is it helps me a lot, is the following that I've built and that I've grown for myself.
And that was strictly from fitness?
No, that was... that kind of came from my modeling background.
Okay.
From things that I've done, brands that I've worked with that have either shouted me out or... also, just over time, I think the fact that I am able to influence people in a positive way, people follow people like that. You know what I mean? I'm not on Instagram or on social media telling girls, F you, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm positive.
No,
I don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
very, like, about bettering yourself, empowering women, empowering people, period. So I think that people follow that. And I think that that's what's helped me with my follower growth as well.
Okay. So for anybody that wants to train... And, you know, do exactly what you do. What advice would you give them?
Ooh, first thing, this is so important. Mm-hmm. Don't ever think that because 10 other people are doing it that you cannot. I think some people get intimidated by that. They're like, well, it's 7 other people selling juices.
Right.
Or it's 7 other people that have clothing boutiques. It's a million trainers out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to offer something different. You have to come... and give your clients, your customers, something different. Don't ever get discouraged by 7 other boutiques or 7 other juice places or 7 other restaurants or whatever it is that you want to do. Don't let that discourage you because people are going to come to you because they like you.
Seriously.
Yeah. And you're going to offer something different. You know, I'm never going to tell, you know, one of my clients or friends like, oh, don't go to so-and-so. They didn't know.
No. Yeah, we're all about uplifting, positive vibes
exactly.
only.
Everybody can win. It's too much money out here. It's too many opportunities for you to not want to do something because there's a lot of that.
Right.
So that's the first thing. And then I just say, you got to grind it out. Like, you really do. That sounds so cliche, but you really do. You cannot stop. You got to be diligent and put 150% into what you're doing.
So I feel like there's some relatability here.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, for me, on the camera side... You know, like you said, you know, it's a bunch of people that's probably doing the same thing that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me personally, with the camera, I was like, man, ain't no way I'm about to, like, do this, like, photography, videography shit and, like, stand out.
Yeah.
And be, like, the average Joe.
But
like,
you do.
Initially, I thought that. But I said, yo, you know what? Mixing in the grind part, I modeled myself behind the same way I did with fitness. It was The Rock at that time. After that, I modeled myself behind Future and Lil Wayne, which is like, hey, grind it out, do shit for free. I don't know how you feel about that. I want to get your take on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of, eventually word of mouth was spread. And I feel like that's one of the like most powerful. Has that worked for you, word of mouth?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And to touch on what you said, I am big on doing things for exposure or for... opportunity. Yes, 100% because to me you're never too good to learn something. You're never too smart to learn something. You never know what you're going to take from any opportunity that you get,
exactly.
You know?
Yep.
Or, you know, if you're doing something for free, there's no telling who's in that room who notices you or whatever and can put you in a different position.
So let me ask you this. How do you pick that one free client? Because with your clientele right now, look, I know the people you work with. I done shot some of them. They find one, they got it, but then how do you choose who you give a free session to? Because for me, I go, hey, this person has a following, like a true following base, or I like their vibes.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, I'm going to take a shot. Like, I believe in what this person is trying to do and what they're shooting for.
Yeah.
Why not do something for free?
Yeah. So I, like you said, I pretty much choose that off of a following. I feel like if I take care of you, you're gonna take care of me. And I've gotten a lot of girls that way, you know, taking care of a certain girl, and I'm like, well, I know just alone her shouting out or doing this or doing that, I can bring 5 people. That's gonna take care of her and, you know, others that are gonna come to me as well. So I do it like that. And then, like you said, a vibe. It's really like, I would rather train somebody who has an amazing vibe and take care of them than take somebody's money who I'm like, I just don't vibe with you.
Seriously.
I don't like your attitude. I don't like, you don't come in here, you don't want to work. So yeah, I don't mind, you know, picking up, you know, a couple of girls that I know will help me in the long run, that will for my brand.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you had to say, what are Brandy's five keys to success?
Five keys to success.
Yeah.
Focus.
Focus, okay.
Gotta be focused.
Goal-oriented.
Yes. Yeah. Focus, goal-oriented. Time management.
Okay.
You gotta be really good with your time management. Not to say that you can't work or like work too much, mm-hmm. because I do believe that the most successful people really are overworked.
Yeah.
Like really, really, truly are. Yeah. I feel like I feel overworked a lot.
Yeah.
But finding the time, like, mm-hmm. you know, you gotta manage your time properly,
yeah.
to be successful.
Right.
You can't sleep in until 1 p.m.
Hell
expect
nah.
to get a lot of shit done throughout yep. the day. You gotta get up at 6, 7, you
Eight,
know, whatever time
latest.
O'clock.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's only so many hours in the day.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So time management, diligence, mm-hmm. staying diligent. Like, I feel like God rewards diligence. He sees you working, putting 150% into what you love and what you're doing. That's where you see success. I had another one that I was going to say. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. Focus, time management, diligence.
Uh-huh. What about grinding? Because
yeah,
I thought
grinding.
You said grinding is one of
yeah.
yours. Yeah.
Grinding. I'm a prayer. I'm a big, you know, I'm big in my faith. So
faith would be
faith.
That fifth one.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Faith. You gotta have faith in what you do.
Uh-huh.
You gotta understand your purpose and
mm-hmm.
what you're doing it for.
Yeah.
I feel like the most successful people have found that niche and have found and are really truly walking in their purpose. You've got to be passionate about what you're doing. You're not going to put anything into it. I mean, I wouldn't go, mind you, this is so off topic, but
mm-hmm.
I say this to say, I love hair
mm-hmm.
to death. I love getting my hair done. I love, you know, all that. I'm not going to go start a hair company. Why? Because I'm not going to put 150% into it. So I feel like
failure.
That's not going to be successful.
Yeah.
But people do that.
Yeah.
And they wonder why. Like, well, you have to be passionate in it.
Very
you have
passionate.
To love what you're doing
yeah. Yeah.
for it to be successful.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm anything that you do, you're going to be successful if you're passionate about it.
Yeah. I agree with that 110%.
Yeah.
And I see you, like, hustling. You're doing your thing.
Thank you.
What is the overall big goal in the end?
My overall big goal is to have my own freestanding studio.
Okay.
When
you say freestanding studio,
freestanding, like brick and mortar type studio,
mm-hmm.
for spin. So right
oh,
now,
okay,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm at, yeah, so we're sharing a
Talk
space.
About that.
But yeah, so I want a freestanding studio with a juice bar attached.
Okay.
And I want my fitness clothing line to
mm-hmm.
kind of, you know, be picked up, take
yeah.
off. And then my fitness app.
Yeah.
Those are my, yeah.
Boss lady.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
Those are the goals.
So.
And so much more, but, you know.
That's the main.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? And if they wanted to book you, like, where do they go? How do they do it?
Yeah. So, follow me, Brandy Yvonne. That's
mm-hmm.
Brandi. Vonne on Instagram.
Okay.
Also, Summertime Fine Fitness. That's Summertime Fine Fitness, just like I was said.
Mm-hmm.
My website as well, Summertime Fine Fitness. I'm on every social media platform: Twitter, Instagram,
yep.
Facebook. You gotta have
posted
them all.
Posted every day.
You got to have them all. Snapchat.
Consistent or what?
I'm most consistent on Instagram and Snapchat.
Well, what about as far as the handles names?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes,
yeah.
They're all the same. I
okay.
keep them all the same.
Yeah. So yeah. Follow Brandy Yvonne. She's the truth. She's a hustler.
Yeah,
I can vouch for her.
Thank you.
Also, last thing. Speak on this new partnership with this clothing line that we shot today.
Okay. Yeah, so got a deal with Good American.
Okay.
So that is Khloe Kardashian's company. And
Boss.
I'm so excited to work with them because I love what they stand for.
Yeah.
They created a fitness and clothing line
mm-hmm.
from literally size 0 to size 24.
Wow.
That's so rare, and
yeah.
that's such a beautiful thing to me. Mind mm-hmm. you, being a trainer, I'm big on, you know, health and
yeah.
and everything. But I like the fact that, like, at a size 24,
mm-hmm.
you can still be healthy.
Yeah.
At a size 18, you can still be healthy. And I like that they are just all about women empowerment
yeah.
and being strong. And I like that they pick and choose their influencers that they want to work with.
Yeah.
I really, really value that. So I'm excited to work with them and be a part of the Good Squad team. So,
hey.
Yeah.
So follow Brandi Yvonne. Check it out. This is the Stimulated Podcast. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity. Much. No, this is amazing. Like, everything flow. Like, oh, it's great.
Hey.
Y'all work with him. He is freaking amazing.
Yes. And you guys can expect to see more work between her and I. The new Diddy at Mary J. Blige. Hey. The new, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, if it's Batman and Robin, she's Batman and I'm Robin. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Pay attention. Peace.